Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll learn more about Republican State Senate candidate Brian Westrate. That and more ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. In the 23rd State Senate District, State Senator Kathy Brunier has announced that she is not seeking re-election. Three candidates are vying for that seat and square off in a Republican primary August 9th. They include State Representative Jesse James of the 68th Assembly District, who we spent the program with last week. And in a future show, we hope to talk with Sandra Scholes. But the third candidate is longtime Republican activist Brian Westrate. He's married 22 years this year to his wife, and they have two kids, a 15-year-old daughter and a 13-year-old son. Westrate and I spent a good deal of time in our interview on Wednesday having to do with the political story of the week, the leak of the U.S. Supreme Court case that could potentially overturn Roe v. Wade and put the abortion decision back into the hands of state legislators like he's trying to be in Wisconsin. I began by asking him, give us kind of your overview on this leak at the Supreme Court, nearly unprecedented, on one of the bigger decisions coming down the pike, huh?
One could argue the biggest decision. The overturning of Roe versus Wade, 1973, in making it so that once again, states and the representatives of the people in each state can decide. And again, to be very clear, this was a leaked early version of what appears to be a majority decision. So the decision has not been handed down. You know, from a legal perspective, what was leaked has no legal bearing on anything, which I think is, we'll get to it, but would be why they leaked it in the first place. But if, in fact, the majority decision, the 5-4 decision, ends up being to overturn Roe versus Wade as bad law and unconstitutional, it kicks it back to the states. And here in Wisconsin, we already have a law on the books to protect the unborn. And as I understand it, you know, the day the decision is handed down, our law once again goes into effect. And obviously, it's going to take time across the country for things to shake out.
Speaking on Wednesday, Westrate said,
It's just an incredible day for truth and for life. I mean, just driving my 15-year-old daughter to school this morning, we had a conversation about what this decision means and about Roe versus Wade. And you know, I testified before the Senate committee about 2 months ago on the fetal heartbeat bill that was proposed here in the state of Wisconsin by Donna Rosar and Julian Bradley and others, Senator Bradley and Assemblywoman Rosar and others. You know, that clearly an entity with a beating heart is a life. There's no question about that. We spent the last 2 years talking about the need to follow science. Scientifically, it is clearly a life, and a life growing inside of a human mother with human DNA is a human life. If government doesn't exist to protect innocent human life, I can't imagine what government does exist for, if not that. Mm-hmm. And so, truly, if in fact the ruling as handed down mirrors this early leaked opinion by Alito, it is just an absolute victory for life and for humanity here in the United States.
I asked Republican State Senate candidate Brian Westrate to respond to a recommendation given this week by staunch abortion rights advocate Kelda Royce, a Madison Democratic state senator who's also the former executive director of NARAL Pro-Choice Wisconsin.
And if you don't need an abortion yet, you should go to aidaccess.org and order an advanced prescription of abortion medication so that it's in your medicine cabinet even when abortion is illegal and available for you or someone you love. If they need it.
It is a stark example of how for the extreme left, the pro-abortion left, okay, they're not pro-choice, they're pro-abortion, how the pro-abortion left truly feels that abortion, the cessation of a human life, again, scientifically proven human life, the cessation of an innocent human life is a matter of convenience, that women should just plan to be able to end unborn human life as a matter of convenience. So go out there and make sure you get the drugs and put them in your, you know, next to the Pepto-Bismol and the ibuprofen so that you can kill your unborn baby as a matter of convenience. The pro-abortion left is monstrous. It supports an evil ideology. Now, to be very, very clear,
nothing but compassion, concern, empathy, and care for women who find themselves in the situation of an unplanned pregnancy, especially those younger women, single women, women who don't have a support network. We as conservatives have to be willing to step up to the plate in this moment and really fully fund our pregnancy centers and fully fund nonprofits that seek to provide health care, that seek to provide prenatal care and postnatal care, that seek to provide pediatric medicines and pediatric care to women who are going to have babies that they didn't plan on.
Republican State Senate candidate Brian Westrate says,
one of the things I would love to do as a state senator is have significant conversations about how we can streamline the adoption process. I have many good friends who have gone through the adoption process, and it's a nightmare. It's an expensive, absurd nightmare. Even adopting out of foster care, it's an expensive, absurd nightmare. So we as conservatives have to be willing to finally, we're getting the opportunity to prove ourselves, to prove our ideology. We are going to, it looks like, be given the opportunity by the Supreme Court to show that we actually are pro-baby, that we are pro-family, that we're not just pro-life, we are pro-care after a baby is born. And I think we are going to step up to the plate. I think that we are going to see philanthropic giving at unseen before levels. I think we are going to see new organizations spring up all over the place where the private sector and philanthropic individuals and conservatives and Christians across this country and just those who love babies and love children and love women and love mothers are going to rise up to be able to help manage the result of finally doing away with the stain of abortion, at least in Wisconsin and you know, about half of the other states. So I'm really looking forward to being part of those conversations in Madison as we seek to promote private entities and philanthropic activities that are going to be able to come around women who have an unplanned pregnancy to care for them during the pregnancy and care for them and their children after the birth.
Now, Democratic State Senator Kel DeRoy previously sponsored legislation to secure access to abortion in Wisconsin law and repeal the pre-Civil War ban. But the bill was blocked from a public committee hearing, stagnated for more than a year, and died in March. Roy says Democrats have tried for years to enact similar bills, which have been blocked in the Republican-controlled legislature.
The Republicans have secured their majority through gerrymandering. They don't have to be accountable to people. They don't have to do what the people want. And so they've been able to ignore our efforts to try to repeal the criminal abortion ban.
Westrate says,
well, we secured our majorities, almost identical majorities in both the Assembly and the Senate and the governor's mansion in 2010 before redistricting took place. So this canard that the left has tried to sell for the last decade of gerrymandering that the Republicans in Wisconsin have won only because they redrew the lines is absolutely absurd. So just laying that out on the table first, they have to seek some reason for why the fact of the matter is that the people don't believe we should murder our unborn children. And ultimately, I will also point out that what's right is right regardless of public opinion. Okay, there was a time in this nation when public opinion felt it was okay to own other human beings. There's a time in this nation, not that long ago, where public opinion was women didn't deserve to vote, that they were lesser than men. So the right thing in the protection of human life and the protection of inalienable rights is not subject to public opinion. It's subject to what's right. And the people's representatives here in Wisconsin, as represented by the Republicans in the Conservative Caucus, are going to defend life, whether it's born or unborn. And I'm sorry Kelda doesn't like that, but that's just the right thing to do.
I asked Republican State Senate candidate Brian Westrate if he has any reservations about referring to abortion as murder.
Well, so I have never been a fan of, the folks that, and God bless them for standing up for what they believe in, but who, you know, hold pictures of dismembered babies up, on the sidewalk in front of centers, that sort of thing. I applaud their activism. So I understand where you're coming from. I use the word murder advisedly because it's a descriptive term, right? Murder is what happens when you take a human life with intent. Right? I mean, that's the definition of murder. And so when a doctor aborts a baby, an unborn baby, that is, in fact, taking a human life with intent. That is murder. To be clear, nothing but compassion and concern for the woman. Again, we need to, as a state, as a nation, and certainly as a conservative community and Christian conservative community, come around that individual and make sure that we are fully supporting them from the moment of conception to the child being 18, if they choose to keep the child. But again, we have to be willing to use strong terms when we're talking about a strong issue. We're not debating taxes here. We are not debating regulations on whether or not roads can be used in a certain way. We are talking about innocent human life. There is no more important issue than whether or not we defend an innocent human life, than whether or not we use the police power of the state as the entity to defend innocent human life. And I think it's clear that we must. What other purpose could government be formed for? What more important purpose, I should say, could government be formed for than to protect innocent human life? And so I understand that murder is a word that makes people's perhaps hackles go up, and I think somewhat on purpose. I want people to understand how serious this issue is.
I ask, Westright, is there anything in your opinion that needs to be done with the current Wisconsin law as it stands? In terms of outlawing abortion, and I mean, I think it calls for abortionists to spend up to 6 years in prison, face a $10,000 fine.
We absolutely do need, I think, as a legislature, we do need to have a conversation about how a ban on abortion is going to be enforced, what the penalties are going to be. Again, this law was written in a much different time in human history. And so I think that is a very legitimate conversation that needs to happen and will happen within the Republican caucuses that currently control the Assembly and State Senate, and that we expect will continue to control the Assembly and Senate going into after November of this year and into January of next year when new representatives will take their seats. I believe we will have a Republican governor as well. And so the two co-equal branches will absolutely sit down in caucus and in assembly, and as I said, I think very early on in my comments, and have a conversation about what it looks like now in the modern age to have an abortion ban and to protect the unborn human life. But that is a decision, and those are issues that are going to be decided by the representatives, as Kelda has talked about, by the representatives of the people. And the key point is that as a nation, or as a state at least, that we acknowledge that an unborn human life is worthy of protection, and then the details will be worked out by the legislature, and I hope to be there to help do that.
As one of three candidates squaring off in a competitive August 9th Republican primary in the 23rd State Senate District, Brian Westright is most grateful to have the endorsement of former two-term Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker.
As I was finally deciding to get into the race, I reached out to Governor Walker and asked whether or not he would support me in the race, because obviously, endorsements do matter. They're the individual doing the endorsing saying, yeah, you know what, I know this individual, and I think that they would be a good public servant in the office that they seek. And so Governor Walker said, of course, be happy. You know, and he talked about how he can't endorse a lot because of his current position, but he had told the board for Young Americans Foundation that he was going to be active in certain races in the state of Wisconsin. And he said he'd be happy to endorse me. And he even told me, he said, you know, look, I'm not endorsing you just because we've been friends a long time. I'm endorsing because I think that you will be very good at the job. And so what he had to say in his endorsement, he sent me his written endorsement. Brian Westright believes that the people in the Chippewa Valley know how to live their lives better than the bureaucrats in Madison. He is a devoted husband and father, honest businessman, community volunteer, man of faith, and active supporter of common sense conservative ideas. End quote. And so I was able to start my campaign with that, being able to let support, hopefully potential supporters know that the Governor Walker is in my corner. And believes that I will be a good state senator for the people of the 23rd. And I'm honored to have his endorsement, and I have the endorsement of others.
Brian Westright says when he's out knocking on doors in the 23rd State Senate District ahead of the August 9th Republican primary.
There are three things that I share with people, and tax reform, significant tax reform, is one of them. When it comes to income tax, different candidates have floated different proposals, whether it's a total elimination of the income tax, going to a flat tax, going to a fair tax type system, which had been proposed by Neil Bortz and Congressman Lindner, 20 years ago. I'm looking forward to being part of that conversation around income tax and how we can lower those, boost the economy, and end up with more money in the state coffers as a smaller percentage of a bigger piece of the pie. That through through lowering tax rates, through giving people, letting people keep more of their hard-earned dollars, and then allowing them to spend and invest it, ideally back into small businesses and for small business and whatnot, that we'll end up with a growth in the economy that outpaces the percentage decline in the taxations, and we'll actually end up with a government better positioned to wisely spend more dollars than we would if we just continued to tax.
And Westrate says of personal interest to him is the property tax as well. And finally, regarding that competitive August 9th primary with Republican State Representative Jesse James and Sandra Scholes in the 23rd State Senate District, Westrate says,
Jesse and Sandra are both friends. They're good people. Mm-hmm. The beautiful thing about a Republican primary is a Republican wins. So really, this just comes down to, for the voters, what type of Republican do you want to send to Madison? And look at our records. Look at, and again, I encourage people to go to my Facebook page. A lot of political minded people will say, you need to scrub your Facebook page. No, I'm not. I haven't removed a thing from my Facebook page. And I've got 15 years of proven history of me fighting for conservative ideas and for limited government. But look at us. Take a look at what we stand for. Take a look at what we intend to do when we get down to Madison, and then vote accordingly. But again, I don't have a bad thing to say about anybody in this race. I think we're all good people. It's just a matter of which ideology do you think is going to better serve in this time when we are fighting tyranny on almost every front.
Longtime Republican activist and now state Senate candidate Brian Westrate, regarding the leak of the Mississippi case before the U.S. Supreme Court and its potential implications in Wisconsin as well regarding abortion, that and other subjects. If you'd like to learn more about Westrate's candidacy, votewestrate.com. That's all one word, votewestrate.com. Last week, we spent the entire program talking with one of his opponents in that 23rd district Republican primary, August 9th, and that is State Representative Jesse James. As I said, we hope to get Sandra Scholes on a coming show as well in the name of fairness. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.